In Northern Europe, we have a harvest in August, September. And it's a really good time to reflect on what God has given to us and how we can give to those in need and those who need our help. Okay? And so it's a good time to and it's a plug for the adults as well. Now, you have £500, okay? Each of you got £500. Now, you need £100 to live, okay? So normal living, going to school, buying your, subscribing to Netflix, whatever you do, you've got £100 of the £500 that you kind of really need, okay? So that's one clue. The second clue is that you really want to go to Florida and to go to Disney World, okay? That's going to cost £400, right? Hence the £500. So you can do all that you need to do and all that you want to do with that £500. Are you with me? So think about the idea of giving. I had lots of opportunities and ideas to give on the screen, but it's not there. So you can decide whether you give or not give. So there were three themes that I was going to show on the screen. One is to give to charities, Christian charities, that support the poor where they are destitute after earthquakes, after famines, or during famines, and also those that are being persecuted for their Christian faith. So that's one group of charities that you could support if you wanted to. And you can give them as much as you like, okay? You can give them all the £500 and starve, or you can give them a little bit or nothing, okay? That's one group of charities. The other group of charities represent local need. So there's the Acton Homeless Centre just up the road, and there's also an equivalent in Hillingdon, which is a food bank in Hillingdon. I'm sure the folks in Hillingdon know about this. So there's a kind of a local concern. And then the final area that you could give money to is your church, or even maybe your church. That's another need that you can fulfill, because obviously the church needs the money. They need to help with the staff, the pastor, the building, and also their own giving. So you've got three options to give some of that money that you've been given or not, as the case may be. Okay, who wants to start? Who wants to give no money at all and go to Disneyland? Oh, Deborah, okay. No? Okay. Oh, we need another £500, but never mind, it's too late. You want to go to Disneyland, okay? Okay, all right. Okay, you can go to Disneyland. Okay. Anybody else want to give a little bit of money to some of these charities? The one thing that kind of, the kind of helping other people in poor in the world, helping local people, and also helping the church. Okay, what can we say here? Ooh, I haven't got the, you have to come up a little bit. What do you want to, you can come up together. I know you have to get off the chair, it's terrible. Where do you want to, who do you want to give to? The world, the local... The world, the local community, or the church? Or all three? All three! That's brilliant, isn't it? And how much do you want to give? Who's the mathematics guy?
I want to give it to all three.
Yeah, how much? Maths.
£400.
Ooh, £400. That's extremely generous. Well done. That's extremely generous. Well, there you have the contrast. Oops, okay. Very good. So that's one story to think about, both for the adults and also for the children. Sometimes you just want to go to Disney World. Okay. One other thing to think about, and we're going to start thinking about this later in the meeting, is loving one another in Christian community. Well, I had a fantastic video from my child, well, not my childhood, my adulthood, my earlier adulthood, that was an advert, okay? And some of you might be able to help me with that. Anybody know what these are? Rolos. Who likes Rolos? Gosh, fantastic. Do you remember the adverts? Do you remember the adverts? Anybody from the back there? Who would you give your last Rolo to? So there was this great video that says, you know, who would you give your last roller to? And if you want to look them up online, then you can see all these funny gags. But basically, the challenge is, I've got 20 Rolo sticks here, and I'm going to put them at the back, okay? And the children can have one if their parents give permission, okay? And then you must give at least one Rolo to somebody in the meeting, okay? The adults can also take a stick and give to as many as they like, remembering that who would you give your last Rolo to, okay? So let's move on. And please, the children can depart for their fun and fanciful activities.